This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ulagah Church of Christ in Ulagah, Oklahoma. You're listening to A Few Minutes with Truth with Jesse Dickinson.
The land of Palestine is a land where our Savior once lived. Nearly all of his life was spent in this small country. His disciples lived there as well. Many of their great works were done there. Our Lord never traveled extensively, though he was always on the move. He was out of the land perhaps only once, and that was when he was a mere babe. His parents fled into Egypt with him that he might be spared the wrath of wicked King Herod. Many have desired to tour this land where so many wonderful things took place. Some are fortunate enough to be able to go and walk for a few days where Jesus walked. They can see Jerusalem, the Jordan River, the Dead Sea, the Mount of Olives, and many other places that leave them feeling in their hearts that they have stood upon holy ground. And yet the land of the Jews today is a land of unbelief so far as the Christ who came into the world is concerned. Many Jews firmly believe that the man who came nearly 2,000 years ago was an impostor and a fraud. They are looking for the advent of the true Messiah, to put it in their own words. It is strange and sad that an entire nation would deny one who failed to fit the mold they had prepared for him. He had his own teaching, and because what he taught did not go along with what they wanted the Messiah to teach, they renounced him, crucified him, and even cried, "Let his blood be upon us and upon our children," Matthew chapter 27, verse 25. In his first coming, Jesus came as a result of prophecy. He fulfilled the words of the prophets in the most minute details. Prophets told where he would be born, and when they spoke of his life, even where he should live. They spoke of his miracles, his teachings, his death and resurrection, of his going away into a far country, that is heaven, to receive a kingdom, and how that he would come again. All of these prophecies, with the exception of the ones relating to his second coming, have been fulfilled, and that one will be fulfilled in time. God is not slack concerning his promises, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, and he has promised that his son will come one day in clouds of glory to receive his own, to reward the faithful, and to punish the disobedient. How can anyone read, even casually, these prophecies, then their fulfillments, and continue to disbelieve in the man called Christ, the Son of God? Prophecy and its fulfillment give us undeniable proof of the integrity of the Bible. If the man we call Lord is not truly God's Son, then not only is our New Testament null and void, but so also is the Old Testament. When the Jews of Christ's day denied him, he lovingly referred them to their great prophets, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and others. He said, "They bear witness of me," John chapter 5, verse 39, and they did. Moses said, "A prophet shall the Lord God raise up from among your brethren like unto me," Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18. In Acts chapter 3, verse 22, the Apostle Peter quoted these words and applied them to the man we know as Jesus Christ. Peter also said that we should hearken to him in whatsoever things he shall say unto you. And this is our goal, to persuade men and women to hearken to this same Savior. Jesus is revealed in the New Testament. He came in fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament. The hope of the world, including unbelieving Jews, is in this Lord and Savior. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. He said, "Unless you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins." John chapter 8, verse 24. But faith is a process of action. It demands obedience, and if the obedience is not forthcoming, then the faith is not genuine. It is our plea that the will of God be observed from the heart without additions or subtractions. Let us help you, if we can, come to a better understanding of God's will as revealed in the New Testament.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.